Hello and welcome to another edition of the MLB Whip Around. We are here today. We're on the hallway here at Hills West. That's right. We are finally back. Our first podcast in a while. I mean, it has really been a long time. We had a lot of computer issues. Just the computer just out of nowhere just stopped working. So that was a problem. And we figured it out. We got the computer fixed and we are back and we are ready to roll here with some MLB Whip Around. Ben, how you doing?
I'm good, Mike. The Yankees have won 8 series in a row, so I'm very happy as a fan doing it with obviously not a full roster. Allergies are bothering me a little bit. You could hear it in my voice, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's a great time to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets have been surging a little bit lately. They ended up, a while ago, they got swept in a 3-game series against the Marlins, which made them 20-25. Then went on to sweep a 4-game series against the Nationals, then took 2 out of 3 against the Tigers. And now they're currently in a series against the Dodgers, where they're now sitting 27-28 with 1 game left in that series. So the Mets have picked things up a little bit lately. They're officially now, I mean, they're in push mode. I mean, they're looking pretty good. So what we're going to do today, because we're only talking about the Mets and the Yankees, we are going to start from the top of the roster, work our way down, starting with some pitchers, and then we're going to work down the roster. Obviously, we're probably not going to have time to go through everybody today, but the goal is to just count through as many as we can and just kind of talk about them a little bit. So we're going to start off here. I'll go first with the Mets. The first guy here that they've got is Tyler Batchelor. I'm 25 man for the New York Mets. He's been pretty good this year. I mean, a lot of people think he's not really good enough. But in my opinion, I really think that Tyler Batchelor is one of the top arms on the Mets. I think he can do really, really well, and I feel like he's a guy who can certainly come out here, throw some good games, give up maybe a run or two here and there. But I mean, he had a 1 ERA at one point in the season, giving up only 1 run in 10 innings. I mean, Tyler Batchelor's a guy to watch out for. I think he's a guy, he's got really great stuff. He's had a few rough outings this year, but I think Tyler Batchelor's going to be a really good guy for that Mets bullpen.
Yeah, the first guy for the pitchers here for the Yanks on the 25-man roster on MLB.com, Zach Britton, number 53, the lefty out of the bullpen. He was a little shaky to start the season. Overall, he's been pretty good. 25 games, 24 in the third inning pitch, 24 strikeouts. He's got an ERA of 2.22. 2-0 records. You're not really looking at record though when you're looking at the bullpen guys, but at their shaky start, he's definitely been a lot better lately, and has been a key in some of these big wins.
Yeah, that's huge, especially for a guy like him who had a rough season. He's kind of been falling off a little bit in his career. It's nice to see him back. Speaking of closers who once were real studs, you've got Edwin Diaz for the New York Mets. He's next up here. I mean, the real highlight of Edwin Diaz's season has been the game last night that just so happens to be happening, that we're doing this podcast today after that happened. Last night, Edwin Diaz came into the game, regular closing situation. It was an 8-5 lead for the Mets, pretty much a wrap, you know, especially with a guy like Edwin Diaz up there. You've got to say that it's pretty much over. He came into the game, he gave up back-to-back home runs, made 8-7, gave up back-to-back doubles that tied the game up. Then he loaded the bases and gave up a sac fly. He only got 1 out in the inning, and that was on the sac fly, and the Dodgers ended up walking it off. Edwin Diaz later described the game as the worst game he's ever had in his life, and it was definitely the lowest moment of his career. And he actually said that in that game, he said that he didn't make a single mistake pitch. He threw everything exactly where he wanted it, the way he wanted it. They just hit it. And, I mean, that's got to be a real blow to your, really, to your confidence as a pitcher of that caliber. If you're making your pitches the way you want to and they're hitting it, you've got to say, like, well, there's something wrong with my pitches if they're hitting it. So, disappointing outing for Diaz. He's got a 3.2 ERA this year. That's not Edwin Diaz. I mean, come on. He's had now 2 straight blown saves. Really disappointing. Hopefully Diaz can pick it back up.
Yeah, definitely a tough one last night. But the next guy for the Yanks here, Luis Sessa. Not really much to say about him. He's had a rough go with the Yanks so far in his career, but this season he hasn't really been that bad. 25 2/3 innings pitched. He's got a 3.16 ERA for a guy who's mainly used in a extender reliever role. He was lights out the other day against San Diego in a 1 1/3 inning no-hit performance. But Sessa's definitely not one of the first arms out of the bullpen or one of the first 5 arms out of the Yankees bullpen. But he's found a way to make somewhat of a positive impact here early on, even though he's been pretty critiqued in the past.
Yeah, that's really great. And then you have, for the Mets, well, really disappointing man in my name, well, for me, Jeurys Familia. This year, 2-0 with a 5.56 ERA. I mean, that's unacceptable. He's had 23 games with a 5.56 ERA coming out of the bullpen. You've got to be pretty awful. He's had 22.2 innings. I mean, how do you have a 5.56 ERA? You have to be really bad for that to be that high. So that's just really disappointing. Familia, again, just a really, he's a terrible pitcher. He needs to be off the team. I mean, he did well. He did well the other day. Don't get me wrong. He had a good game the other day. It was probably the best game he's ever pitched. But since then, I mean, Jeurys Familia has just been, I mean, other than that, he's been pretty terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you hate that guy. Let's be real.
I do.
The next guy for the Yanks here, lights out closer, Aroldis Chapman. Just another pretty good year for the guy. He's got 15 saves. He's got a 1.66 ERA and 21 and two-thirds innings pitched. I mean, he's Aroldis Chapman, the Cuban missile. Everyone knows about him. Not much more to say about the guy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy anybody would want. Next up here from the Mets is a guy that probably nobody's even heard of before. This is Wilmer Font. They picked him up from the Rays. He was DFA'd, and they ended up picking him up. Really, at the time, it was really important because we were depleted. We had nobody to call up, nobody to sign. And so it was a really important signing for him to be on the Mets. Don't let his ERA deceive you, though. He's got a 5.86 ERA, but don't get me wrong. That ERA, really, it doesn't display the true capability of this guy. He's got great stuff. He throws a really, really good curveball. He's got amazing things in his repertoire. And I think this guy, I mean, if he can figure it out, I mean, he's got a really bright future ahead of him. He's got to iron those kinks out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the next guy here for the Yanks, Nestor Cortes Jr. Can't really say anything about the guy. He's literally been the last man added to the Yanks roster. He has a 4.91 ERA in 11 innings this year. He was returned from the Orioles last year. I mean, the guy's just not going to be in the Yanks bullpen for that much longer. Let's just say that. When Dellin Betances comes back, or whoever the next reliever is to come back, he'll be the first guy gone.
Yeah. I mean, Nestor. Wow, that's such a great name.
N-E-S-T-O-R.
Yeah. Then we have for the Mets, Drew Gagnon. He's been a long reliever coming out of the Mets bullpen. He is also another guy who don't let his ERA deceive you. He's got a 5.06 ERA, but man, watching this guy pitch, he's really lights out. He's had some amazing outings against the Nationals where he's come in. He's just locked down. But his only bad outing came against the Tigers. He gave up like four runs in an inning, and that was what blew up his ERA. That was the only bad appearance he's had. In his rookie season so far, I mean, he's been phenomenal, and he's a guy. He's one of the first three guys that comes out of the bullpen if you're in a close game, which is really important. And he's performing well, so you got to like that.
Yeah, the next guy here for the Yanks, talk about a guy who's really emerged as an ace, Domingo Germán. I mean, coming out of nowhere this year, he's got a 3.43 ERA, but that doesn't really tell the story because he's gotten shelled by the Royals twice, but has been lights out against every other team in the league. 60 and a third innings pitched so far. He's really emerging as a rotation guy for the next decade to come,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's been great. He's probably going to be an all-star this year. I think he did lead the league in wins. I don't know if he still does with 9 wins this season. But we'll see what happens with him. He's been a beast. And nothing else he does lead the league in wins.
Yes. He has 9. Justin Verlander is in second with 8. Next up here for the Mets, we have Robert Gzelman, a guy who came up in 2016. He has really been locked down in that bullpen. He's been one of the top arms in there. He has just been so great. 33 and two-thirds innings. He's been used as somewhat a long man in only 25 games. That's a decent amount of extra innings. But he's done really well. I mean, he's got a 3.74 ERA. And for the Mets bullpen, that's pretty nice. You got to like what he's been doing out there. He goes out there, and you know that he can get himself a few outs and really put you in a good spot to win.
The next guy here, Chad Green, his past couple outings, getting back to himself. But he's been pretty brutal this year, 10.57 ERA. Really tells a story for itself there. He's been using the opener role somewhat this year, which he's got hit a couple times, but he thrived against San Diego the other day where he pitched the first inning of 3 strikeouts. And that San Diego top of the order is not...
They're not
the easiest to deal with Manny Machado there in the 3 spot. So he's getting back to his old self now, but definitely not a good start to the year for him. His ERA was as high as 16.43 on April 23rd.
Wow.
It's down to 10.57 now. I expect that to get down into the single digits as the year goes on, but not a great start to the year for Chad Green.
Yeah, the next guy up here for the Mets, Steven Matz, starting pitcher. He has actually been really, really solid so far. That's been a lot. It's been really overlooked, especially because it's just the way that this season's been going right now for the Mets. Steven Matz, I heard that he had one start this year where he had a blow up of a first inning, didn't get one out, gave up 8 runs. His ERA is at 3.55, and without that game, his ERA would be 2.1, which would lead the major leagues. Which means that Steven Matz, if it weren't for that one terrible start, would be the best pitcher in baseball technically, which is. I mean, it would. That's outstanding for a guy like this who no one's really even talking about him just because his ERA is as high as it is. So, if he can keep this up, I mean, he pitched a great game against the Dodgers the other day. 6 innings, only allowed 4 hits and 2 runs, striking out 6. And against the Dodgers, that's really an impressive game. So, got to give it up for Steven Matz. Nice to see him getting back on track.
Yeah, our next guy here, David Hale, also a guy like Nestor Cortes, probably won't be in the Yankees bullpen for that long. He's pitched two games this year. He's got 8 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, and a save because, you know, the rule, if you finish the game with 3 or longer innings with a big lead, it'll be a save no matter what. So, I mean, he hasn't really been used in any high-intensity roles. He won't be used in any high-intensity roles. But, you know, David Hale. Shout out David Hale.
You gotta love that. And then the next guy here, you may actually recognize his name, Hector Santiago, former pitcher from the Minnesota Twins franchise. He spent quite a few years there. He's had 240 career games with a 4.03 lifetime ERA. But here on the Mets, he's only had 2 games with 3 innings, but he did pitch in a very, very crucial extra inning game where he was the only arm left in the bullpen. That was a game that went to the 12th inning against the Tigers game, and the Mets got a walk-off home run from Tomas Nito in that game. But, man, I was sitting on my hands that entire game when he was pitching because he was all over the place. But Hector Santiago, I don't really expect him to be around long, but if he can stay consistent like this, he hasn't given up a run yet. If he can stay consistent, especially with the Mets' injuries right now, he could be a solid guy in that bullpen.
Next guy here for the Yanks, Jay Happ, made a conceded effort to go out there this season, re-sign him, and he just hasn't been great. He's got a 5.09 ERA. He's 4-3. Record's not too bad, but record doesn't really matter too much anymore.
Yeah, we saw
with DeGrom last year. But a 5.09 ERA is not the same as he was last year with the Yanks when he was absolutely lights out. Didn't lose a game with him in the regular season. He's really got to get back to his form. Big series against the Red Sox this weekend. It's a test for him. But if he does well there, should be in good shape. He did have a great start last time, though. 6 innings, only 4 hits. Did have 3 runs, though, against Kansas City. Tough one.
The Royals are just shelling the Yankees. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Not shelling them, but
they're doing pretty well. I mean, who was the guy that you said that gave up a lot of runs to the Royals? Wasn't that Herman? Yeah.
Herman. He just has a problem with him. I don't know.
But I guess
you can go to the next Mets guy.
The next guy's
got to get back on track, though.
Yeah, definitely. The next Mets guy here is by far the worst pitcher in the rotation, Noah Syndergaard. Probably the biggest disappointment here for the New York Mets. I mean, it's just been such a brutal season. I mean, Syndergaard's had 75 innings. He's got a 4.9 ERA. He's already got almost as many home runs this year as he had all of last year, and we're only in the end of May. So Noah Syndergaard having a really tough time. He's only got 77 strikeouts and 75.1 innings pitch, which for a normal pitcher, that's pretty good. But for Noah Syndergaard, that's really below average. His whip's been pretty low at 1.27, but, I mean, he has been nothing but really just spotty and disappointing. He's not locating his pitches, and when he is, they're hitting them. So it's not been a good year for Noah Syndergaard. Hopefully he can get back on track, because if he can be back to the way that he has been in the past, then the Mets can be in business. But without him and without him pitching the way that he has, we know that this is going to be a bit of a rough stretch without him.
Yeah, he's a guy you definitely need. No question about that.
Absolutely.
But next guy for the Yanks here in the bullpen, Jonathan Holder. I mean, talk about a guy who's been streaky. He's been pretty streaky so far. He's got a 4.55 ERA, 27 and two-thirds innings pitched so far this season. He's been good in some spots this year. Don't get me wrong, but there's also been some spots where he hasn't been so good, where he allowed 3 runs against Baltimore in an inning on May 23rd. That's not a good Baltimore lineup. But you look at a performance against Tampa Bay where he put back-to-back outings on May 17th and 18th with combined 2 innings, no hits, and no runs. So he's a guy who's been streaky. The Yanks are going to need him to find some consistency down the stretch because he's going to be that probably fourth or fifth option out of the bullpen.
Now we have for the Mets, captain consistent, this is Jason Vargas. I'm sure you wouldn't have ever heard me say that. But, I mean, he has a 5.22 ERA. But, I mean, that really doesn't do it justice for what he's been doing this year. I mean, he's come out, he's pitched about 5 innings a game, gives up at least a run. But, I mean, with the Mets offense, giving up 1 run isn't really that bad. I mean, if you can keep the opposing offense only 1 run, the Mets can really score. And that's what he's been known for. I mean, last year he came out, he was awful. The Mets tried to stretch him late into games, and they found out really in a lot of brutal ways that Vargas is not a guy who can go past 5 innings. And I don't think he's gone past 5 innings once this year, which is not bad. I mean, he's only given up 1 or 2 runs in most of his starts, which is why his ERA is so high, because 1 run in 5 innings isn't great. But for Jason Vargas, I mean, it's a huge improvement, and you got to love that.
Yeah, up here now, talking about a guy who's kind of gotten back to himself this year, Tommy Kahnle. He was in AAA for basically the whole second half of last season. He's back. His velocity's back up. He's got a 1.64 ERA this season in 22 innings pitched. Over consistently, he's been pretty good. He obviously he's had that one bad outing here or there, which is it's going to happen for relievers. But if you got a sub 2 ERA with 1.64 that Kienle has, I mean he's been pretty solid this year. Definitely more back to himself than what we've seen last year, where he had to go triple.
Yeah, you got
to
like that. Yeah. Who did they trade for him?
He was in the Kienle and David Robertson deal.
I know, but who
when they both came over, we traded.
I don't know who they traded for him.
I'll get back to you.
I remember that was in the heat of a playoff push.
It was definitely a big trade.
Yeah, but I mean he was pretty atrocious last year.
Can't believe I don't know this. I'll get back to you in a second.
It's okay. It's normal. There's so many things going on with the Yankees. I'm not surprised. So next up here for the Mets, another guy who's been actually pretty decent as of late. This is Zach Wheeler. He has been in his last 7 starts. He's got a 3.8 ERA, which is a nice contrast to his 4.6 ERA. Ben, did you find it?
It was a huge deal. It was Kienle, Todd Frazier, and Robertson.
Oh, wow.
To the Yanks for Blake Rutherford, Tyler Clippard, Ian Clarkin, and Tito Polo. So all prospects, and then Tyler Clippard, who's pretty awful. But you can go ahead there. Just need to look that one up, you know?
Yeah, no, that's for a trade like that, you got to remember, especially if it was that huge. So Zach Wheeler here. I mean, really not much to say other than this is an interesting stat. He has the same whip this season that he has for his entire career. It's a 1.31 career whip and a 1.31 whip this season. That's pretty interesting. But his ERA is at 4.63, but, I mean, all around, he's had himself a pretty solid season. He's done really well. Like I said, he's been doing a lot better as of late, and hopefully he can pick things up and do what he did last season because, as you know, last year was a breakout year for Zach Wheeler. I mean, he had a 3.31 ERA, but he had some amazing stretches down there at the end of the season. Hopefully he can get back on track.
Yeah, definitely. The next guy here, number 0 for the New York Yankees. This guy is a lock.
Big O.
He's pretty much a lock for the All-Star game at this point. Adam Ottavino. He does have the walks that are up, but I mean, he's outstanding. He's got a 1.37 ERA, which is pretty remarkable to do.
For anybody.
33 strikeouts and 26 and a third innings pitched. I mean, his movement on his off-speed stuff and even his fastball is just unreal. The guy who said he can strike out Babe Ruth, you know what?
Probably can.
After watching him all season, he probably can. You know?
Yeah, I remember we talked about him in the offseason. We were like, I wonder where Ottavino's going to go. And then you saw that the Yankees got him, and you were like, well, I don't know if he's going to be that good. But
I mean, I've been watching every outing. He's been out there. He's been great.
Yeah, so really great guy for the Yankees. I wish the Mets went out and got him. We could really use him right now. But next guy up here for the Mets, Daniel Zamora. Again, a guy whose ERA really doesn't do it justice for him. He's got a 6 ERA, but that's really not fair because he gave up 4 earned runs in an outing against the Dodgers the other day. He had a terrible outing. They hit every pitch. But other than that, he's been a lefty specialist out of the bullpen. He struck out Harper at least 5 times this season. He's been so great. I mean, he's a guy who you can rely on. He comes out of the bullpen. He gets lefties out. He did well against, actually, no, I think he gave up a home run to Bellinger. But that's okay. I mean, Cody Bellinger's the best hitter in baseball right now. But Zamora's been really good, and he's a guy who no one's going to really value him, which is why he may stay on this team for a while. So I'm good. I'm happy with that. I mean, he's got a lot of potential. His slider's one of the nastiest sliders in the game. It's like a sweeping curve. So you got to like that, and hopefully he can get that ERA a little bit lower so that he gets a little bit more respect.
The next guy for the Yanks here, second to last pitcher on the 25-man roster, number 65, Big Maple, James Paxton. I mean, I've been thoroughly impressed with this guy. Great trade by Brian Cashman to acquire him over the offseason. 3-2, should have gotten a win yesterday, but only pitched 4 innings against the Padres. He was lights out, 4 innings, no hits. They didn't want him going too far because it was his first start off the IL. Needed to limit that pitch count. But he's got a 2.81 ERA, a 1.13 whip, which is pretty good right there.
Yeah.
And he's just been great, Paxton. I mean, very solid. He had one bad start against the Orioles early in the year, but I mean, he's been pretty solid since. I mean, Paxton, great pickup by Cashman, and he's going to be a big piece for the Yanks if they want to make this deep run into November.
Especially with Happ not pitching up to performance. I mean, that's an impressive lefty.
Need Paxton.
Yeah. And then the last guy here, a guy that the Mets really need, and we haven't talked about him yet, so I'm sure you probably know he's coming, Jacob deGrom, 3.71 ERA this year. Not a Cy Young year for Jacob. I did the math actually a few games ago. This is before his ERA got even higher. That if he didn't give up a run for the rest of the season, his ERA would only be 1.12, which, again, that's amazing, but that's going another, like, 140 innings without giving up a run, and that's impossible, and that would still only have him at a 1.12. So, I mean, DeGrom's just not having his stuff. I've seen him pitch every single game he's pitched this year. He's just been I don't know what it is. He's not there. I mean, he said that he knows what's wrong. He just can't fix it. And that's really disappointing, especially for a guy of that caliber and coming off his Cy Young year. I mean, the top three Cy Young spots from last year, Nola, Scherzer, and DeGrom, are all having terrible years this year. I don't know what it is. But Jacob DeGrom, I mean, he was my Cy Young prediction. That's sadly going to go by the wayside and probably go to Hyunjin Ryu, who the Mets are facing tonight. But, I mean, it's just a killer to see a guy like this just really have such a rough season, especially with his raw talent.
Talk about bad Cy Young predictions. How about Chris Sale?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. But
well, I mean, even there, yeah. It's pretty terrible.
Now moving on to the last pitcher for the Yanks, current ace, because obviously Severino is out, and he will be out for some more time. Number 19, Masahiro Tanaka. He's 3-4. That record's not great, but the team's probably cost him at least three wins. He's got at least three no decisions where the bullpen blew it. I mean, he's been really solid this year, carrying over that success from the postseason. Was not good against the Padres the other night. Gave up four runs in the first of that, getting an out. So that game was pretty much doomed from the start. But he's got a 3.20 ERA, a 1.18 whip. I mean, Tanaka's known as a guy who does not walk a lot of people.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, DeGrom's got 1.17. So, I mean,
both great whips, though.
Yeah.
But Tanaka overall has been really good this year, carrying over that success from last year. And again, he's a guy the Yanks are going to need if they want to win a World Series this year.
So my real question for you is, especially because we're quite a few years into it, what do you think? Do you think that his contract was worth it, first of all, and then was worth the money that you spent on it?
Who, Tanaka?
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. I mean, there were questions about it, I guess, last year, because he didn't have the postseason success. He was lights out last year in the postseason, or the year before that.
It was last year, yeah.
But, I mean, he's a guy who has really been proven to have consistent success. He had the elbow injury, which didn't get Tommy John after that. It was a little worrisome. But he's proved the doubters of the non-surgery wrong. He's been very good lately. And I think when all's said and done, if the Yanks get a World Series, the contract will 100% be worth it. But I think for now it's worth it as well.
Well, I mean, I don't remember how much money they spent, but I think the money may have been a little high.
I think it was a lot. I think it was the highest for a Japanese pitcher at the time, and then that got surpassed by, I'm assuming, Kikuchi.
I don't think so.
Or Ohtani, one of them.
It was. I don't remember. I don't know
if it was surpassed. No, I don't have any facts on that.
I don't think so. I know it was a. It was on Christmas Day. I remember that. It was a huge contract.
Nothing will be worse than the Ellsbury contract that we have just sitting around, because that guy's not going to play another game for the Yanks.
Or Yoan Cespedes. Two terrible contracts. So that'll do it for the MLB whip around. We are back. We are roaring. We are ready to go. We've got a whip around. We are doing a whip around right now. We have a podcast coming out later today for the first time in weeks. It's going to be a great one. Make sure you are there for that. Thank you, everybody. I am Michael Garaffa alongside Benjamin Dixon. We thank everybody on the podcast. So make sure you go and check that out. And we will see you next week.